hearty welcome to all of the travel journalists who are in town for the North American Travel Journalists Association. They've got good weather for it, which I know is making Meg McGurk very happy as the head of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. She joins us here in the studio today along with Amanda Fletcher from the town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation. Not to talk about NACHA, although, Meg, I could probably get you to talk about that as well, but Movies Under the Stars, which is going to happen all summer long beginning this weekend. Meg, Amanda, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So, Meg, you are super excited, as evidenced by the gestures that no one can see you make.
That's right.
About NACHA. So and how big of a deal is that?
It is a big deal.
You're going to be talking with them at some point over the course,
Doing two tours of downtown, scavenger hunts of downtown and Franklin Street with them on Wednesday and Thursday. Very excited because this is huge for our community, for all of Orange County, Hillsborough, Carrboro, Chapel Hill, because the payoff will come for years when these travel journalists go back and they blog and they do their social media and they do articles for, you know, prestigious newspapers and magazines highlighting our community and all that we have to offer.
Very cool. Carolina Blue Skies all week long, which
is really
nice.
Yeah.
I remember my first time in Chapel Hill was when I was still in grad school. I came down here just for a couple of days and we had like one afternoon in Chapel Hill. My best friend went to UNC, like huge, huge Chapel Hill fan, talked it up for years and years. We came down here and it was springtime. It was like March or April or something like that. Cold and rainy all day long. Spent the entire time walking down Franklin Street going, this town is nothing like you promised. I came back, though. It was all good.
And we are glad.
Very cool. So let's talk about Movies Under the Stars. This is a summer series of free movies. It's been going on for how many years now?
Several. This incarnation, like 3 years.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So what is it going to, what is it going to entail this this summer?
Well, this year we're doing a sports theme, so it's a little bit different, and you're going to see some new movies, some older movies, and we, what's really exciting is we partnered with UNC to kick off the series at Bosch Immers Stadium.
This Saturday, right?
Yes, this Saturday. So we'll be playing the movie Field of Dreams right after the conclusion of the baseball game.
Nice. And that's the season, the regular season finale, right?
Yes.
For, as if it's a TV show. Right, the regular season
finale
for UNC baseball, Saturday Night Lights. So yeah, they're playing Duke at 2 o'clock. So head to the Bosch, catch the game live, and then at 5:30-ish, whenever the game gets done.
Yeah, we're estimating 5:30.
All right, sounds good. So what are some of the other movies that are going to be shown this year?
We've got every sports movie you can think of. We got Mighty Ducks, Karate Kid, Cars. We are doing a reshowing of Space Jam because it was just
of
that popular.
Space Jam fits into every genre.
Yep.
It's got the science fiction from last year. It was science fiction last year, right? Or like
space-themed movies.
And this year it's sports-themed movies.
Yeah. We might every summer pick a different theme and try to work with Space Jam in.
Yeah, next year will be 90s nostalgia.
This is the challenge.
And then,
we almost
movies
ran
that
out
got
of space.
Snubbed by the Academy Awards the year after that.
There you go.
Very cool.
Yeah, but the partnership with UNC Athletics, it was perfect timing to do this theme. And then, of course, you know, with the University of National Champions.
Of course.
So we tried to even hit, you know, pick different sports that kind of reflect our community. So, and a mixture of kids' movies and then just all-time favorites.
Very cool. Yeah. So speaking with Meg McGurk and Amanda Fletcher, again, Movies Under the Stars launches this Saturday after the UNC baseball game at Bosch Immers Stadium. So everyone come out, see the Tar Heels take on Duke, and then after the game, Field of Dreams, which is possibly, I think, my favorite baseball movie of all time. There's a couple good contenders.
Yeah. A League of Their Own was the top of my list.
We ran a Twitter contest with UNC.
Actually, I think if I remember right, I voted for A League of Their Own.
Yeah. We just wanted that for the costumes.
We totally were dressed up.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you all missed out.
Very cool. So that's at Bosch Immers Stadium on Saturday. Where are the other movies?
They're on top of Wallace Plaza, and they start, the rest of the series kicks off, or goes after in June, on June 15th, and they're on Thursday evenings, roughly about 8:30 at night, once it gets dark enough, up on, and the Wallace Plaza, for those that don't know, is on top of the Wallace parking deck, which you can access from Rosemary Street downtown, and all of this information is at downtownchapelhill.com/movies.
Very cool. Again, speaking with Amanda Fletcher and Meg McGurk, downtownchapelhill.com/movies to get the full schedule. And this runs all the way through August? Or is it, is it every Thursday night?
It's every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday night. So like six or seven chances to come out and enjoy. And it's really cool. You get the movie, you get,
Free popcorn.
You'll have popcorn. Yep. Usually some food truck or other is nearby.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's also lots of restaurants on Franklin
lots
Street
of restaurants
that you can get takeout and sit up there. And, you know, every year we get asked, why the summertime you're outside watching movies? But it is amazing how cool it is on top of that plaza in the evening. It's just high enough so that you get this nice breeze. It's really quite delightful.
And it's really nice. Like, most people don't feel, like, unless you're up there and you see it, you don't think, oh, let's go up to the top of the parking deck and have a good time. But
exactly.
This is a really nice place up there.
Is.
We've done musical performances up there in the movies for the last few years. That was a lot of fun.
And lots of space for kids to run around safely.
Mm-hmm.
It's not near the street. We have lots of kids' games and activities, so if they get bored and don't want to sit and watch the movie, they can play.
Yep, absolutely. So what else is going on this summer?
Well, right now, my big project is working on July 4th. They're going to be hearing a lot more about that. So that production at PNC Stadium.
You can't tell me you're already starting to prepare for that. That's
I started
like
actually
month and
like
a half
3 months
away.
Ago.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But yeah, that's my big project right now.
That was a lot of fun. So Meg, what else is going on this summer for downtown?
Well, there's another really cool event happening this weekend on Sunday. It's a vintage mid-century flea market happening in the courtyard on West Franklin Street on Sunday, May 21st from noon to 5. The Studio Design Gallery, which is a downtown business, is hosting it, and there's about 20 vendors. And it's all going to happen there in the courtyard. Parking is free on Sundays, so we're encouraging people to come on down. And I'm a antiques junkie, and so I'm going to be there absolutely checking everything out. So that's happening.
So get there before Megan, or else all the good stuff will be gone. Yes.
That's right, exactly.
Yep.
And then launch the downtown, the Startup Accelerator, currently has applications open for their 8th cohort, and applications close on Sunday, launchchapelhill.com.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone out there with a brilliant business idea that's been floating around in their brain for a while and they want to see if it can come to fruition, go and apply and see if you can get it into launch. And then I think another really exciting thing for downtown is tomorrow, Carolina Performing Arts announces their 17-18 season.
Awesome.
And I've been privy to see it already.
Uh-huh.
And I've got to tell you, I think that I say this every year.
Can you just tease us with something?
Yeah,
I'll tease you with the
best thing
okay.
is that this space that they'll be opening at Carolina Square, which they call Current,
yes.
which is the studio and art space, the installations and the performances that are happening there are absolutely mind-blowing.
Nice. So they're going to be doing stuff at Memorial Hall and also at the new place?
So exactly. So Memorial Hall will have has an incredible lineup, but what's happening in the Current, it's called Current Space at Carolina Square, is just nothing this community has ever seen, nothing Memorial Hall has ever done, or Carolina Performing Arts has ever done before, and it is just so dynamic and engaging. So I'm very excited.
I'm assuming you're talking about Hamilton. It's coming to Chapel Hill, right?
Yeah. You want to start that rumor
definitely.
Now?
Definitely, yeah. Why not? The rumor's going to be quashed tomorrow, so it's all fine. And Carolina Square is opening soon. I mean, growing pains this week because the construction is happening, but this is really exciting. It's coming in like less than 2 months, right?
That's right.
Basically.
Yeah, Target July 15th opens. The apartments open around that time, too, for the people that are moving into those 246 apartments above. And then I'm not sure what the dates are for some of the other commercial and retail spaces, but they'll be coming along.
Do you know, you had a chance to look at the CPA schedule. When are the first performances at the Current Space?
They start in February.
Okay.
So they'll be in the spring. So it's going to be a little bit longer for the upfit for that space.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. DowntownChapelHill.com. Is that...
DowntownChapelHill.com.
That's right. Yeah,
you got it. Yes.
I was blank on these. DowntownChapelHill.com for more info. And Amanda, where can people find out more about Parks and Recreation?
Oh, Town of Chapel Hill.
Down to chapelhill.org.
That's right.
All right, sounds good. Meg McGurk, Amanda Fletcher, thank you so much.
Thank you.